So let's get to, can I get to something quickly here? Because I don't know what's going to happen with this. But the Bills, their lease with their stadium runs out 2023. They had looked at a downtown location to build the stadium. They feel where they are at Orchard Park is actually the best idea. And when you look at, okay, the best idea, one of the reasons it's a really good idea where they are is because of the parking. Parking is, there's one thing about Beaver Stadium. Unless you have gone on the road, and I think you may have noticed I may have gone on the road a couple times, the parking at Beaver Stadium is phenomenal. Oh, sure, there are going to be elements of it that aren't perfect. Nothing is perfect, despite what the guy in the corner office says about himself. But the parking at Beaver Stadium is phenomenal, the way they have it all around. Yeah, I mean, and I'm comparing it to other places. Notre Dame? No. Ohio State? No. Iowa? No. Even Nebraska? No. You'd think Nebraska would be wide open, spin new. It's all in between garages and buildings. And, well, Wisconsin's not very good. There really are very few places like Beaver Stadium. So now back to Buffalo. What does Buffalo now do? Over the years, they have played a select game here or there in Toronto. So Toronto's an option. But he won't open the border right now. Now, a year from now, yeah, the border probably will be open. And you know, just to, as a side note, do you know what the average age, I don't want anybody to pass away, okay? But statistically, you know what the average age of a person passing away in Canada is from COVID?
60?
85.
Wow.
You know what the average age in this country is?
Closer to my first guess?
78. Huh? Now, again, I don't want anybody. I wish we didn't even have to even think about a stat like that. But I'm just, a lot of people don't realize stuff. You know, but that's, you know, but the border's still closed. So you want to be going back and forth to Toronto and so forth. Now, so then what's their other option? Well, their other option they've discussed possibly is Beaver Stadium. Okay. Now, Beaver Stadium would need elements to be NFL level for NFL players. But it would not be the first time that an NFL team has had to go to a college campus to play. Most recently, the Minnesota Vikings playing at the University of Minnesota. But the University of Minnesota stadium, Matt, is relatively new. And I'll be honest with you, Matt, it has all the amenities. I don't think the Vikings had to do anything there. So let's take an example of a Big Ten school that had an NFL team for a year while their stadium was being built. You have to go back to 2002 when the Chicago Bears played at the University of Illinois. So what the Bears did is the Bears came in and they upgraded the locker room facility for both home and away, and they did put a new video board up. Now, they would not have to put a video boards up here. The video boards here are fine. I think the video boards here now are HD. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the video boards here. The locker rooms, if the Bills wanted to come in here and they wanted to upgrade both the visiting and the home locker rooms to make them NFL standard, if I'm Penn State, I'd take that in a heartbeat. That'd be one less thing in the checklist. Now, as for the fans and the stands and things like that, okay. Now, remember, to do this, though, you would be renting the stadium out to the Bills. This would not be one of those, you know, where you look at Terry and Kim and say, hey, guys, hey, great, you're graduates, hey, go ahead, just take whatever you need. No, 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 no. There would be at least some money that would exchange going Penn State's way, but I also think the Bills would be responsible, because it might be a two-year stay, to upgrade locker rooms, which would be one less thing on the checklist. The Bears did that at the University of Illinois. I'm trying to think, when the Rams played in Los Angeles at the Coliseum, USC was doing renovation. But the city of Los Angeles actually owns the Coliseum. USC is the prime tenant. So I don't know if the Rams put any money into the Coliseum. They might have. I don't know. That I can't answer. But I know the Bears did with Illinois. So I'm saying it is something to at least consider. Now, whether you've got fans coming down from Buffalo left and right, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Especially the fact that Bills are really good right now. You might have fans willing to make the trek down here. That could be a boon for hotels, which really need help. It could be a boon for restaurants, which right now really need help here. So it's at least something to consider. Now, whether the Bills are seriously going to consider it, I don't know. But it's a facility that's big enough to accommodate their fan base. Toronto's also big enough to accommodate their fan base. I mean, if they wanted to stay local, they could play at the University of Buffalo's Alumni Stadium. But that place only seats 30,000, and I've seen that stadium. It only seats 30,000. It would not be that does not. That would not be a solution about them. It just isn't. But it's something that was, at least it was brought up. Since it's brought up, yeah, we can talk about it. What the heck? It's not as exciting as Matt kayaking in the river, but I mean, you know.
That is very intriguing, though.
It's not the first time it's ever been brought up. But I, you know, now what kind of wear and tear would it put on the turf? Because you would be talking about a minimum of 9 games, maybe 10, because you'd have to play a preseason game in there. And in alternating years, you have 9 home games versus 8 in alternating years. So now, you know, you ask yourself about wear and tear. Wear and tear is that's not a small issue. It's a great turf, as we all know. That's the best grass field I've ever seen in my life, bar none. I have never seen a grass field like Beaver Stadium. Never. But it doesn't mean that. That's one of the biggest problems you have with Heinz Field. One of the biggest problems with Heinz Field is that as the season goes, Pitt's using it, the Steelers are using it, okay, and then you get to Thanksgiving weekend. Now, this is where Beaver Stadium's okay. But when you get to the end of the season, the WPIAL playoffs are in there, and it just rips the turf up. And that was one of the biggest issues of playing the Pinstripe Bowl. When Penn State played in the Pinstripe Bowl in 2014, the game was about a month, 3 weeks after the city championships took place there. And at that time of the year, you can't grow grass. Can't do it. Here, of course, obviously by Thanksgiving weekend, the regular season ends at Penn State. But who's to say that you don't have an expanded college football playoff, and now suddenly you're hosting a playoff game, which gives you an 8th game at Beaver Stadium to go with the Bills also playing there. It's a lot of wear and tear on the field. Now, how much the Bills would contribute to keeping the wear and tear to a minimum with re-sodding and things like that, that's also something that would have to be worked out if they were to show up here.